Live from our historic KGGF Historic Studios, I'm Sam Speck alongside Jessica Hensley for Let's Talk Real Estate in the SCK, as it is time where I just kind of take the keys, toss them over to Jessica, and have her drive the show. Well, Jessica, how are you doing? And glad to have you back in here studio with us.
Glad to have you back.
I know. I was going to say, actually, it was me that was absent last week. I was feeling a bit under the weather, but have been given some time to get back with get my feet back underneath me. It was good to see you at the Farm and Home Show. I'm glad you guys got some good, you know, potential business to stop by your guys' stand and things like that. It was good to see you there as well. So
yep, it's always a good turnout, and we always make some good connections. And so yes, definitely a success this year. But yeah, this is Let's Talk Real Estate in Southeast Kansas, and I'm Jessica Hensley, your host. You can connect with us by going to our website at sekhhr.com or calling my office at 620-688-6039. And I'm the broker owner of Heritage Homes, Keller Williams Hometown Partners in Coffeyville and in Independence. So last week we had a trivia question. I know you weren't here, but last week the trivia question was, what was the name of the minor league baseball team in Independence, Kansas that Mickey Mantle played for in 1949? Do you know?
The Yankees?
Yes.
Yeah, my grandfather played on that team as well.
That's right. Matt told me that last week.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of oddly enough, it was it's kind of nostalgic to go to that stadium and see. I haven't brought in Pops out here by any means, but yeah, his picture's still up there right next to Mix with
That's
the team,
awesome.
Obviously. But yeah, the Yankees were there.
What
so.
Year did he play?
49, I want to say.
So he yeah. he knew Mickey.
Oh yeah, no, they were That's they awesome. Were great friends. My dad is named after him, actually. They were best, not best friends by any means, but great friends, certainly. They
cool.
they kept in touch all throughout the years. We've got memorabilia. That's a large part as to why I'm a Yankees fan today. So
wow, that's really neat. Well, the winner of the question was Lisa O'Brien. She was the first one to answer correctly. So you can always go to our Facebook page. We're broadcasting live right now. I see a few people tuning in live. And you have to answer the question there on the Facebook page to win. And then we also want you to share the video. Okay, so this week's question, since it's so cold outside.
You got me interested with this one here.
Yeah. Okay, so early on the evening of September 3rd, 1970, the heaviest hailstone on record fell in Coffeyville. The hailstone measured 17.5 inches in circumference. It is currently on display at the Dalton Defenders Museum. Scientists estimate that it struck the ground at a speed of 105 miles per hour. So the question is, how much did the hailstone weigh?
17 inches in circumference. I mean, that's a volleyball or a basketball basically falling down. I know. So you could do a little physics, a little math, whichever, because, I mean, if falling at 100 miles an hour with that, whichever, but make
your
guesses.
Or they could just do a Google
search. Yeah. Or go to the Dalton. You said it was on display at the Dalton Museum because
yes.
it held the record for like
33
decades.
Years.
33
yes,
years.
Said, according to the chamber website, the record was broke in 2003. Some town in Nebraska, I guess.
Oh, man. Well.
So, but yeah, it's pretty neat. And bonus points if you know who turned it in. Because somebody told me the name of the guy this weekend. So, anyway.
What a scary scene that would be, going out and seeing like a small crater in your yard that would probably be formed. Either that or like a vehicle or something. God forbid something landed underneath
that. And I
don't
know if it did damage or
not. I hope
I don't
not, because that would completely destroy a vehicle. You know,
yes.
A 17-inch hailstone coming down from the heavens. I mean, that's something else. So again, make your guesses. Also online, go share this video as well. You can find it on that Facebook page.
Yeah, they can type in Jessica Hensley and it'll pop up, or Keller Williams Hometown Partners or Heritage Homes. Any of those should pop it up on Facebook. This last week in real estate, there was 17 new listings that hit the market. 15 properties went under contract, so that's up from the week before, and 12 properties sold. I know we had several listings go under contract last week, so it was pretty busy last week. And we have the numbers for the month of February. In February, there were 93 active properties that hit the market, 52 went under contract, and 66 sold. The average price was $97,784, with an average days on the market of 78 days. And we have the land report year to date. There are 72 active properties that qualify as land, so that could be a lot, but also obviously your larger acreages, tillable, pasture, or hunting, you know, recreational properties, 72, and that's in the entire MLS. We cover about 4 or 5 counties in Southeast Kansas. Mm-hmm. 6 of those are pending and 15 properties sold year to date.
All right. Well, and with those numbers being, just a skosh up from last week to week, it's just kind of a pondering question here. And your, history with it, do those numbers continue to kind of gradually go up as we get closer to spring and summer? Is that when people kind of start to come out and buy a little bit more?
Yes, our busy times, the busiest closing months, I would say, is probably April. So that means people are putting properties under contract right now. And mostly, in my opinion, the reason is in our area, a lot of people don't have the money saved up for closing costs and down payments. And so when they get their tax returns, that's a really good time to get out there and go ahead and make an offer. So we are seeing a lot of first-time home buyers hit the market right now. And there's actually a new grant. I didn't tell you about this. There's a grant that was renewed. It's a $5,000 grant, and you can qualify that. I think the for a household income of $67,000 or less per year. And of course, there's some other stipulations. And our local banks do offer this grant, and the grant can go towards closing costs, down payment, and it's basically a forgivable loan. If they live there for 5 years, then they don't have to pay the $5,000 back. If they live there less than 5 years, then they would have to. But it's pretty neat program. We've had a lot of people try to qualify for that. And I know specifically, I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors of our magazine, Equity Bank. Kim Goodman is one of our lenders there, and she is excellent at running people through this $5,000 program. So if you want more information about that, if you're a first-time home buyer interested in this grant that's available, definitely give our office a call, and we can connect you to the right person.
Great stuff. Yeah, lots of tips. And obviously, it's available here in Coffeyville for the the home seller out there, home buyer with that. Now we're going to kind of shift our focus over to the home seller with this. Maybe with this time of the year, people getting their tax returns. Oh, what is it that I can do to my house that maybe will increase the value when I try and flip it over and sell it? And I think that one of the first places that people look is probably obviously the kitchen, and then also the roof as well. Now, is that question there, does replacing the roof actually increase the value of the property or of the home itself?
Well, I think that's a good question because, Coffeyville specifically was hit with a really large, lots of hailstorms actually in 2011.
Gotta love severe weather season sometimes.
Yeah, and we're kind of coming into that right now. So 2011, I think almost every roof in this area got replaced. Also 2013 was the next big season. And I get that question a lot. Sellers will ask me, well, hey, this has a new roof. Doesn't that increase the value of the house? And, unfortunately, it doesn't. And so the way I kind of explain that is, think about your car. If it has hail damage and you fix the hail damage, does the car value go up? What would you say?
No. I mean, the second you drive a car off the lot, it immediately continues to lose and lose and lose value. So
right. But let's say all things equal, let's say it's worth $10,000 for resale, and it has hail damage. If you fix the hail damage, it doesn't go up.
Yeah.
Conversely, if you don't fix the hail damage, what happens to the value?
It goes drastically down, I would imagine.
Correct. Yeah. So it's more about a maintenance issue for the value of your house. It's not going to increase it. But if you don't do that repair that's necessary, then it's going to drastically decrease the value.
So it could more, hurt you in the long run than it would to benefit you as a seller. It would more hurt you in terms of people kind of looking away or that value, or maybe not even buying until you replace the roof. So it's going to cost you some money to get it done, and it's just better off, like you had mentioned, with like a maintenance-based type thing.
Exactly. Yeah, I have sellers that will tell me, well, I paid $100,000 for this, and then I put $10,000 in the roof, and I spent $8,000 on new central heat and air, and all these. I replaced the hot water tank, and they said, well, it should be worth $18,000 more, right? And unfortunately, that is just not the case. It's just part of the home ownership process and the maintenance that you have to do on the house.
Well, you mentioned some things in there, central heat and air, water heater, whether it's tiling, flooring, I don't know. What are some things that you can do to increase the value of your home?
really the biggest bang for your buck tends to be paint, actually. Paint. Yeah, just painting the inside, giving it really fresh, clean feel. And I know a lot of times I have sellers that resist whenever I tell them you need to, you know, paint or replace the carpet, because they'll say, well, you know, I'm going to pick out something that people don't like. And they're worried that they'll just come in and change it all up. But you, first of all, don't pick something that nobody will like. Don't, you know, paint it pink or something like
that. Some crazy green, something,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And so you need to paint it with a neutral. This is where staging comes into play, getting advice from an agent that can give you ideas of what is trending in decor and things like that. But you want to do those things to your house before it hits the market. And the reason is there's really a shortage of houses on the market right now in that average price point of the 75-ish, 75 to 100, that are move-in ready. A lot of the houses, we're going out there and showing houses every day, right? So a lot of these houses need a lot of improvement. They need new paint. They need the gutters cleaned. They need, you know, maybe just maintenance on the house, just the regular things. They need maybe new carpet or flooring. And so people go in there and all they're thinking of is these dollar signs. Whether they priced it right or not, people are going to try to negotiate down because they want to move into a property that's move-in ready.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you mentioned there in a world that it kind of seems that the way that it's going, and you had mentioned kind of in our market as well, the convenience factor of it is huge to buyers down here. When they walk in and they realize, so not only the money that they have to put into the paint, but the time that I have to put into it and the amount of cleaning that I need to do or the amount of maintenance that needs to go behind this. Yeah, there's dollar signs, there's time, there's a lot of aspects that go into it comparatively, you know, like you had mentioned, like a neutral gray or a white or something that goes up on the walls, which, by the way, you know, a color of white actually opens up the room, mm-hmm. almost makes it look larger, and what an easy step to take, just painting the walls.
Mm-hmm. And definitely talk to an agent before you make a decision on, you know, what improvement you do, because it may be that it's not necessary to make, you know, change out the flooring in one room, but maybe you should change it out in another room. So definitely contact an expert that can give you advice. But really, when I look at the negotiation process, if you have a home that has an issue with it, maybe needs new paint or needs new flooring, or there's a spot on the ceiling that's left over from maybe past roof damage. The roof's been replaced, but they just didn't paint the ceiling. You know, things like that. The buyer will always overestimate what it actually costs to fix it. And it, I don't know if it's psychology of it or why, but it tends to be they double or triple what it actually would cost in their negotiations. They're trying to, maybe the repair would cost $5,000 and they're going to try to talk you down $10,000. So at the end of the day, you actually get more money in your pocket if you present it in the best light possible.
Yeah. And this might be kind of a, you know, not a difficult question, but something that you probably have a lot of, a lot of things. What's that one thing that a seller easily overlooks? And it could be the paint, you know, because it's a simple thing to do, to just go paint. But what's something that a seller does overlook that you hear constantly, buyers and bidders and whichever, man, they run into that and it's like, they forgot to do this or they forgot to do that. What's that probably number one thing? Is it the floors? Is it the paint? I mean, it could be, I'm not sure.
Well, one thing I think a lot of people overlook is even just the curb appeal, and when you first walk up to the house, you know, knocking the cobwebs down from the porch and painting, making that door look fresh and having maybe a new handle if that door handle is really dirty. And I mean, people can tell how you take care of your property based on those little things, the outside. And so that's going to bring up some red flags if they see, you know, an inch of dirt around the baseboards and things like that. I mean, really, cleaning is just, it's the cheapest thing you can do to increase the value of your house.
Certainly. Yeah. And I would imagine well overlooked. Same with painting. I mean, that's something that I can look at, you know, into the new house that I just started renting. They just painted it when we walked in there, and I'm sure that made it look, you know, 50, mm-hmm. 60 times better than what it would have with the previous owners, and very much appreciate that they put the fresh paint on there. But yeah, if you're looking to sell, those are some great easy tips. And again, you can listen back to this. They've got this podcasted, as well as you can listen back to it on our website at kggfradio.com. As we're joined in the studio by Jessica Hensley. Jessica, once again, we're just about a couple minutes left here in the program here. We do have a trivia question for all of our listeners out there. And if you're just now tuning in with us, what is that trivia question?
The trivia question is, early on the evening of September 3rd, 1970, the heaviest hailstone on record fell in Coffeyville. The hailstone measured 17.5 inches in circumference. It's currently on display at the Dalton Offenders Museum. Scientists estimate that it struck the ground at a speed of 105 miles per hour. How much did it weigh? And then also, we want to talk about some upcoming events.
Yes, let's hear them.
So we have a couple open houses this weekend, March 9th. I believe it's the 9th, actually, Saturday.
Okay.
It's from 12 to 2. We have one in Edna, 301 Osage, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 1-car garage. It's listed for $79.9. Super cute, move-in ready. And they painted before they put it on the market.
There you go.
Really, it helped it with the showing. And we also are going to do an open house at our property here in Coffeyville, 1628 County Road 4150. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a 2-car garage and has a 30 by 40 shop. And this is on 70 acres for $329. So if you have been thinking about it, just go ahead and be a nosy neighbor and come out and see us from 12 to 2 this Saturday. And we have a featured listing this week, which is 407 Olive in Tyro. And it's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath on 3 lots. It's completely remodeled. Very, very nice. And they're asking $74.9 for that.
There you go. Some highlighted areas around, as well as upcoming events through that. And if anybody's got any questions or any information that they need, how can they get a hold of you there, Jessica?
So if you'd like can't talk today. If you would like more information on your home, give us a call at 620-688-6039 or visit our website at sekhhr.com.
And for more tips, we'll have Let's Talk Real Estate in Southeast Kansas on next Monday with Jessica Hensley, our host once again. Jessica, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.